Welcome to Sports Talk out here at Jefferson College. We'll be talking some Jefferson College athletics, particularly the Jefferson College Vikings soccer team to start, joined now by Coach Bartolone. A little bit later, we'll be joined by Jefferson College Viking defender, sophomore Yambio York. But Coach Bartolone, just how are we doing this afternoon?
Doing fine. Yeah. Boys have a day off to recover, get their injuries taken care of, and actually the coaches get to take a day off and think about what we're going to do for the coming weekend. So.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if you guys had practice the day off today. How often do you guys kind of sprinkle in those days off to try to get the body rested and things of that nature?
This year I think we've done it more than in previous years, mainly because we found that the body's breaking down a little bit more and we're a little bit more forward thinking on recovery times. And then also we ask the players to do a lot during the matches. So, and then we look to see what's coming up forward. So we have today off because we played yesterday. And so we still have Thursday to prepare for the match on Friday against East Central in Union. So it should give us time to prepare. And plus, I think for the most part, you usually just have practice because you're trying to clean things up or you're trying to dispel like misunderstandings about how you want to play. So I don't think we necessarily have that. We just need to keep focus and, give them a little break mentally and physically.
Yeah, and maybe catch up on some homework as well.
Yes, that is a primary concern, yes.
Coach, last time we talked, you guys hadn't even started region play yet, but I do remember one thing that really stood out to me when you mentioned that was region play. That's the most important. That's the heavy emphasis. And so far, so good, 4-0 in region play.
Yes, we've been fortunate. We've had some close wins. So it shows that the other schools are playing just as well. And it shows that we as a team can't take it easy or slack off a little bit during the match or when preparing for a match.
Yeah, and you guys, a lot of narrow victories. Does that help your team, though, at least at the beginning of the year for potentially down the line when you're playing those postseason games and things and the competition gets stiffer and stiffer and you find yourself in those close games?
I think it may prepare the players a little bit for the mental task to it. Say, we're in a close game. This is what we have to do to survive. That part of it is good. It causes a lot of ulcers on the coach's part. And then I think psychologically it can not be a good thing per se. There's two ways of looking at it. One is if we blow them out, then we've established that you guys have to be aware of our presence on the field. And then on the other flip side is, then maybe the next time we play them, which would be in the regional playoffs, then maybe the players have a lax view of the match. So I can't get inside what the players think. I just know how I think when I was a player, and I never took any opponent for granted, and I always respected them, and I always went out to try and beat them.
So it's kind of a fine line that you kind of have to draw. So
right.
I imagine as the coaching staff then, that's your guys' job to kind of try to implant as much as that mentally that, hey, don't overlook any opponent. Who cares if this opponent's 0-11 or whatever?
Right, absolutely, because we've seen it happen before, and I've seen it happen since my tenure here where we were expected to win and we didn't. And it's a hard lesson for the players to learn because it may be their last year or – then they have to wait until next year to recover from it. But it's one of those, factors in life you have to learn about.
And Coach, you guys have gone through those four region games that you've played already. It just in terms of like where you see you guys stack up with the rest of the region, just what is your assessment on that?
Well, I think our players stack up well with the other teams. Obviously, we've come out on the winning end, and there's no – I guess what I'm saying is we've come out ahead. Sometimes I think we were lucky to come out ahead, and then sometimes I think it was the players' skills at the time that converted chances to score goals. And then on the flip side is a couple times the defenders have come up with big saves coming up off of the line or blocking shots. So the flow of the game, you know, I would say we're, you know, if you look at the scores, you say, a call here, play here, it could, we could have been going into overtime. So I don't want to ever dispute the quality of our opponents, because we've been in battles this whole time. So that's a good thing, that it keeps our players focused.
Absolutely, and I imagine when you play those games and everything, gives you the opportunity to kind of look at, okay, here's where we are, and these are the types of things that we may want to improve. So in terms of those improvements, just what are some of the key things that you'd like to see the guys do a little bit better out there on the field?
Getting back to that, you're absolutely right. By having these close games and finding these mistakes now, maybe in the long run, it's beneficial to us, because when it starts getting down to the playoffs, it's going to be crucial that we don't make those mistakes, number one. So what you're saying, what I would like to see personally as a coach, the players doing better, is to communicate better on the field. I don't know where or how, because we don't see some of these kids play in high school or at their prep schools or what have you. So we don't know the nature of the game that they play. We just know that we have talented players, you know, that are athletic, such as York, and we know that we've got other players that are technical-wise, but we never see them play in person and listen and see how they communicate on the field. So when they get here, it's trying to, like, we're teaching them the system that they may not be used to, and then we were asking them to communicate with one another on the field. And if we get that down, the communication on the field, I think they're going to be deadly.
So I imagine, just based off what you said, at the junior college level, where there's the constant turnover between the freshmen and the sophomores, just 2 years at a time, part of that beginning part of the season and everything is really is just that main focus on, hey, we need to gel as a team and get that chemistry going. So then on the field, we're fluid.
Right. And you can tell when it happens and when it doesn't. And York may be able to
yeah, I'll have to get inside his head.
To explain what's going on a little bit. Looking at it from a coach's perspective, I can't get inside their head and say, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, this is what they're thinking. All I can do is look at their actions and what occurs and go, you know, they're not thinking, or they have to be thinking something else. So the hard part is to meter that, and it makes it difficult at times.
Yeah, especially in a sport like soccer, where communication is so crucial on the field.
There's no timeouts, and so you have to be thinking on the fly, and you have to make adjustments continually on the field. It's similar to hockey. I guess hockey now has timeouts, but you can't use them all up, and you have to go with the flow, and you're hoping to educate the players so that, oh, yeah, when this happens, I should be doing that. So it's going to take a little time.
Yeah, it's definitely quite the challenge to overcome and that process of getting those players to trust and everything. Coach, you guys had a game yesterday, though, when you guys came out with a victory over St. Charles Community College 4-3 in that one. You guys got ahead early and then kind of a little scare late in the game in the second half.
Well, and that just goes to show that, the parity of the conference and the region. And then it just goes also to show that you can't let yourself think that the game is won yet. Because your opponent's looking to put you away also. And we do have a kind of, I think, more of a friendly rivalry with St. Charles, because they have a couple of players one player that played for us last year is playing for them now this year. Another player that was looking to come to Jefferson College is now playing up there. So they have a little bit to prove and what have you. So. Yeah, I think, that's the proving point right there. It's like, can't let up.
Yeah, can't let up. But one thing that you guys did do well, and just based off the scores of the previous games, you guys put 4 goals into the net. And the offense was really flowing.
Yeah, and I think that's the key. That, in the previous, we've been struggling to score. And yesterday we were able to put 4 goals in the back of the net. But it's like, in addition, we had a lot of opportunities where we were knocking at the door hard and just didn't convert, which was also very encouraging, which means that the offense is starting to figure things out. So that's a positive part to
it. And that correlates directly with the communication as well.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
And so, Coach, not really much of a break, though, in terms of region play. Next up, you guys got St. Louis. I think that's, what, Friday, I believe it is?
We have East Central.
East Central, right. St. Louis Sunday.
And Sunday we have St. Louis.
Okay, that's right.
So we got those two, and then we don't play Crowder until October. And it looks like they're doing pretty decently. So they're always because they're so far southeast, it's difficult to
gauge them.
And, sometimes they have very talented players and they can surprise you. And then sometimes, they just don't have it together. But right now it looks like they've got a right mix of people. Not to disparage, ECC is going to be a tough game to play. And they play fairly well against us. I think that's like a rough rivalry between the two schools.
A little more intense than St. Charles.
Yeah, a lot more intense and everything. And St. Louis just depends on what they have for a flow.
Okay. Coach, you guys falter to East Florida State. Just kind of tell me a little bit about that team. They are down in Florida, so you probably don't get to get the scouting as well on them.
No, we don't get to scout them, but I think if you want to get into the philosophical thing about soccer is you have a sense of what college coaches do. People have a sense of what we do. East Florida is the same way, as we know what they do, and they do it well. They do it very well, and they just come out and they do certain things correctly. They play a little bit of the long ball more so than the short ball. They've got the athletes to support that system, and they just kind of like weather the storm, and then they sneak a goal in at the half, which is what they did, and then coming out in the second half, they made adjustments, and our players did not, and, they kind of swarmed us, and, it was a 2-0 win. They're a good team. They're ranked in the top 10 normally, so you got to give them credit for that.
Absolutely, and, Coach, it seems like based on just the conversations we've had here and a little bit prior to that, when it comes to improving throughout the season, it's more about that kind of communication on a game-by-game basis. So I imagine as a coaching staff, you look forward to just, hey, let's focus on this next game at the task at hand and then kind of go from there and hope to see that improvement?
Yes, absolutely. So it's game to game. And it's like today, the reason why they have off is there's not much more we can teach or implement today, and so tomorrow we just kind of like go over what we're going to do on Friday and Sunday.
Coach Garza talked last night on the phone after the game. He spoke with Jordan down at J98 as part of it, and one thing that he mentioned in the interview that I kind of took out it was the tradition of Jefferson College soccer as well, and sometimes with the freshmen and things of that nature, it is a little bit of a growing process. He said that at one point you guys were like 4-2 or 4-1 at that point. He said, hey, and talking to him like you guys were 0-5. So how do you really emphasize, hey, this is Jefferson College soccer. We got the standards here, and we expect to play at a high level.
Well, I think at the beginning of the season, we have some graduates come in, and they may practice or we'll have the alumni game, and then they'll share their thoughts on that. And then some of our players know players from the JUCOs around, and they go, yeah, we want to beat Jefferson. And to them, that may be their season, or it's a kudo on them if they beat us. It shows that their program is improving, and they beat what everybody expects us to be.
Yeah, and we'll ask York a little bit about this later, but I'm sure a lot of it has to depend on those sophomores as well, because they've been around. They've been here for a year, so they can kind of help take some of those freshmen under the wing.
And hopefully they do. We don't go up into the dorms to find out what they're doing.
I'll have to ask York if he's got to say.
But on the playing field, on the field and what have you, we expect them to show leadership. When they're on the bench, we expect them to show leadership, and that means supporting their teammates and making little things, you know, make sure the water bottle is filled, make sure that you're talking to the players, and just supporting them when they're out there. So once they see the sophomores doing it, then it's easier for the freshmen to do it.
Coach, before I let you go here, what are just kind of the keys to victory for you guys against East Central Friday afternoon?
Man. And people in the soccer world know this individual, Terry Mickler. He's the CBC head soccer coach. Says score one more goal than the opponent.
One more goal than the opponent. Hey, nothing fancy about it, right? You got to put the goal or the ball in the back of the net and prevent the other team from putting it in the back of the net. So, Coach Bartolone, hey, thanks very much for your time out here. As always, enjoy talking some Jefferson College soccer with you.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate it.
Take a short time out here on the Viking Voices show here at Jefferson College. When we come back, we'll talk to Yumbio York and kind of get the soccer player perspective side of things. That's coming right up here on Sports Talk KJF 1400. Welcome back to Jefferson College for the Viking Voices show out here. We just got done speaking with Coach Bartolone of the soccer team, but we talk to the coaches all the time. Why don't we get a little player's perspective as well? Joined now by sophomore Yumbio York. York, just how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, you got the day off, so I imagine that must be kind of nice, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm happy to have this day off. We've been having a lot of more day off this year than we did last year, and it's feel pretty good.
Yeah, I imagine so. And York, talking before we went on the air and everything, just before we got started here, you mentioned you're an engineering major.
Yes, I am. Yes.
So I imagine, just based off what I know about engineering, that it is nice to get a little extra days off in terms of homework as well.
Oh yeah, it feels pretty good. I had a lot more time to do my homework.
Yeah.
Today. And catch up on the homework I made during the
last
week. Yeah.
In terms of being a student athlete at the collegiate level, you know, you have a lot of course load work to do as well. Then you have really sports in the college level. It's almost a full-time job, really.
Right,
you could say it is. And on top of just coursework, just kind of talk about those challenges and how you kind of learn about managing your time. I imagine it's a learning process.
Right. When I first came here to college, it took me a while to manage my time between soccer and school. Like, I had to pick which one means the most to me, and I end up finding out that the both of them means a lot to me, because I basically get paid by the college to play here, but I also have to keep up my grades in school if I want to stay here and play. So it was like, you got to balance everything, and everything is 50-50. Or you got to put the same amount of work in school as you do on the field. So if you're not working hard in class, there's no need for you to be working hard on the field, because the coaches are not going to play you anyway. So you got to make sure you take care of your schoolwork first, and then come on the field and take care of the stuff you need to do on the field.
Was that something that you were able to kind of adjust to very quickly, or was there a little bit of a curve for you there at the beginning?
It took me a little while to get a hand of it. The sophomore last year helped me a lot on it. They're like, man, you got to take care of your stuff in school. You got to get ahead in school first, and then we can talk about it, the stuff on the field. So, yeah, it took me a while. It took me almost a month to get everything settled. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine so. I mean, it wasn't too long ago I was a freshman in college as well, and I had trouble adapting to the time management and everything, and I wasn't even a student athlete there. So it's a difficult task, and you definitely got to applaud what those student athletes do, because a lot of people do kind of forget, and they take for granted that they are there for school. They are getting their education paid for to do well in school. So it's always good to see the education take a good priority as well, in addition to the sport. But one thing you mentioned there, the sophomores last year helped you a lot, and you know, we talked to ask Coach Bartolone about it. I imagine that after it's something that you reciprocate to the freshmen this year, and that you kind of try to help them get adjusted to the collegiate level.
Yeah. The first week we got here last year, and the first thing the sophomore told us was, families first. No matter what we do, as long as you're at Jeffco, and even if you leave, it's family first. And I told the freshmen the same thing the sophomore told me last year. When we first moved here this year, the first week, we had a team meeting. And I told them, boys, this is Jeffco, and it's family first. You're not alone. Everyone you see right now are here for you, and if you need anything from anyone, just ask, they will help you. And I told them, I had their experience last year, and I had a sophomore looking out for me, as well as me looking out for them. So, yeah. family first at Jeffco, and that's what makes us a really good team on and off the field.
Talking about your roommates and just kind of the chemistry and how good of friends is basically where I was going with that, that you kind of established with each other over the years.
I love my teammate this year. Well, I love my roommate last year. Last year, I was roommate with Mutala, Febby, and Shuka, and we all were Africans. And now this year, I have Mexicans as roommates, and it's a different experience. It's like we got these two cultures that comes together, and we just makes it fun for each other. We listen to African music, Mexican music, sometimes American music, and it just makes it more fun than
Imagine just the two cultures, the differences, and you learn so much about it in different parts of the world. I can imagine that's a tons of fun.
Oh yeah, it is. It is, especially the whole team. We have a lot of international players on the team, and once we come together as a team, oh, it's just a fun experience. It's just amazing.
Yeah, you kind of have to imagine that versus having a team that's all the same culture. When you have that mixed culture and everything, it probably brings everybody even closer because it's like so many new things you can learn.
Oh, yeah. Like, I learned how to dance the Mexican dance. I've been trying it for a while. And this year, they're like, no, you're doing it wrong. It's just a one, two steps. And, like, it just makes it more fun. We have different people on the team, and it brings everyone wants to know about each other and just make you guys a closer as a family.
That's what we need
on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're just how would you assess that your play on the field so far this season in terms of the soccer team?
My play this year from last year, if I compare it to last year, I kind of improved a lot more. Last year, I was mostly on the bench because I had guys who was bigger, better than me, and they probably trained harder than me last year. And this year, I had to change from my experience from last year. I had to change because I want to be on the field a lot more. So I basically train on my own a lot. Like, we'll have practice, and I'll just stay after practice, train a little bit more so I can stay on the field longer. Because last year, I did not have a lot of time to play. But this year, I really wanted more than I wanted it last year. So.
And you have to imagine doing that type of extra work on the field. That looks good to the freshmen as well. It's just as a leadership role, too. Being a leader on the team, is that something that I know you talked about earlier, how you said, hey, this is a family. So I imagine you've really embraced the opportunity of being a leader on the team.
Oh, yeah. I was pretty shocked when they voted me captain of the soccer team. I'm like, wait, when the coach announced who was the captains, I was in the room at the time. And then when I walk in, they're like, you're the captain. I'm like, no way.
No
they're
way.
Like, yeah, you are the captain. I'm like, and then I actually accepted that role, and I've been telling all the freshmen and everyone on the team that every time we play back, I tell them we play back and we need to pick it up next time. If anything's wrong, like if somebody missed class or something like that, I get on them. Like, I make sure everybody get their stuff straight. Because I have the experience from last year that Jefferson College, like the coaches will help you move on, but you got to help yourself move on. So you got to focus in school and on the field and not emphasize that to them all the time. Yeah, that's one big thing about me. I kind of let people know I'm not afraid to hold anything back. If I feel like I need to tell you something, I'll tell it to you.
Very cool. And that's exactly what you want from a leader as well. No doubt about that. York, I asked you a little bit about your individual play, but just on the defensive end for you guys, how would you assess the unit's progress here as a whole?
The defense is pretty good. I think that's one thing the coaches like about us this year is that the defense figured out sooner than the offense. And they're always telling us the defense is good, but we need to work on offense. But I feel like last game we kind of fell off a little bit. And one thing is that there was no communication in the back. And I think that's one thing we need to work on a little more as defensive players.
York, before I let you go here, one thing I definitely needed to ask you, because, you know, we talked about this with Coach Bartolone as well. When you're in those close games, mentally, you're out there playing and everything, does that help you going forward? Or when you're in that game, would you much rather have a much more relaxed, easy victory, and then down the line when it's a closer game, you think you could easily adapt to that?
I think that since this is happening this early during the season, it's kind of good for us because as the season goes on, it won't be scoring 4 goals on the team or 5 goals. It'll be like a 2-1 or 1-0 game, and we'll need that fight in us to advance during the season. So I'm happy this is happening to us now, and we can get the experience that when we move on at the end of the season, we'll still have to fight when we're one goal down, or if we're one goal up, that we still need to fight to close the game out, you know. So, yeah, I kind of feel like this is a fun experience, and we have the heart to play till the whistle goes off.
Well, York, thanks very much for joining us here on the Jefferson College Viking Voices Show. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
That is a sophomore, Yonbio York, and that team getting set to play on Friday afternoon. We'll be back. We'll talk a little fall baseball here with Coach Pat Evers of the Jefferson College baseball team when we come back here on 1400 KJF.
All right. Just joined back here at Jefferson College. Coach Pat Evers once again. And, Coach, sorry about all this, but we were talking a little bit about the freshmen and kind of trying to get them acclimated to the team as well and trying to introduce that, just kind of seeing what you have on that level. So just kind of speak a little bit more on that.
Well, it's been, you know, it's been real good as far as the fall to obviously mix it up a little bit. And, you know, we really returned the roster of a lot of guys that didn't really have impact roles for us. So it's almost kind of like having a brand new team. So it's nice. You know, there's so much of the development and the individual time that we try and get with our guys in the fall, but it is nice just kind of throwing it out there a little bit and seeing what you have. And, you know, every outing's a little bit different, and that's just some of the fun part of junior college, where these guys continue to progress throughout the fall. And, you know, even a month into it, I mean, there's just the differences that you see with some of the guys and physically changing and, you know, just starting to grasp those things. So it's a little bit slower paced probably this year as most, just because there are so many new faces. But, you know, it's a fun part of the fall of kind of going through and having so much of the instruction part of it.
I also imagine in the fall time, obviously at the junior college level, part of that main goal is to get them to the next level as well, and kind of a university as well. So do you spend is a lot of that time in the games and stuff, give the players an opportunity to be scouted as well?
Yeah, it's a big part of it. We've had, you know, a lot of success in moving guys on, obviously, it's some, you know, from Division I side of it and obviously the four-year side of it. So, you know, the ultimate reason why these guys come to the junior college side is to have the ability to move on. So a big part of what we do in the fall is making sure, hey, our guys are seen and showcased. And, you know, we're not the ones, obviously, hey, sending these people on. I mean, they got to go out there and perform for these people. I think we do a great job of giving the avenue just to be seen by a variety of different schools from a variety of different parts of the country.
You talked about the freshmen, that transition stage part of it, but just how are the freshmen looking, I guess, is the main thing. What are your expectations for them this year? Then also your sophomore returners, just what have you seen from the fall that you think will translate well in the spring or really put an emphasis on what you guys want to do in the winter?
A little bit of the difference. You know, I think defensively, I think we'll really defend it a lot better within the infield and especially on the left side of it. And, you know, we had a couple really good sophomores over there last year that were offensive guys for us, but, you know, we had a couple transfers from Missouri State that should probably fill out those positions. So, you know, and the freshman side of it, it's, you know, what we've seen so far, I mean, it's, I think the depth-wise, I think we really like what we have, especially on the mound. You know, positionally, we have a mix of some of the transfers and returning guys, and, you know, obviously some freshmen are going to play some key roles. So, I mean, it's, you know, really, it's kind of wide open, which is kind of fun going through a fall of it, where there's always, you know, ideally you'd like to have as much competition as possible, which, you know, last year, I don't know if we had it, but I think we had a pretty good feel of what that rotation was going to kind of look like and, you know, positionally what we were going to be 1-9. So, I mean, the real fun of this fall is just seeing the competition, and usually that brings out the best in guys. So, you know, over these 4 weeks, it's been a lot of fun, and, you know, we have another 4 weeks left in the fall. So, I mean, I think we're really excited the direction it's going right now.
What's your winter kind of look like? Do you guys just hit a lot, or is it more of a lot of working out?
It'll be really a combination of both. I mean, we'll do a lot of – we'll be busy in the weight room, and we'll do a lot of individual time and skill development with the position coaches. So, I mean, I think, you know, it's something we've done. We value that time as much as any, where I think that's really the part of it where those freshmen, those guys going through it, where they get here in the, you know, August and September and go through it. I mean, the differences you're really going to make from that time from the middle of October and up until January and those practices are starting is when those bodies start to change and start to mature. And, you know, for a lot of these freshmen, it's doing something – you know, you might have done one or two times a week, or, hey, I played basketball in high school, and all of a sudden the baseball is something you're doing on a daily basis. That's where you really see some of those jumps being made from the fall of their freshman year to the spring of their freshman year. That 3 months is, you know, I can't express how important it is for us.
Thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
As head coach of the baseball team here at Jefferson College, Pat Evers, and that's going to conclude this edition here at Jefferson College. As always, we'll be here every Wednesday, catching you up on all things at Jefferson College Athletics. Madeline Gilbert will have an update at your news when we come back here on 1400 KJF.